This podcast has to do with chocolate candy, kids adore. I'm going to start off this podcast here on a major street while I'm driving because I have inspiration. There is this kid in our area, good friend of ours growing up. We were all kids growing up. But this kid had a privilege. His dad would basically work as a delivery truck driver for the chocolate company. So imagine that your dad is basically has boxes and boxes delivering to stores chocolate, and then he brings them home. And you know what? But it cost my buddy. He had a belly, you know, because of it. But you know what's funny, though? What I really remember is when we go together to call him, and he'd come out of the house, right? He'd come out of the house. If he was in a good mood, he'd share the candy. If he was in a bad mood, we wouldn't get even a little piece. And the brother should eat, like, I'm not even lying, like, packs and packs. Like, he'd come out with hands full, pockets full of chocolate. And basically, it was amazing, you know? Sometimes we'd get some, sometimes we didn't. It depends what mood he was in, you know? And I'd like to bring up another point. At Village by the Grange, there was this candy shop. And it was like bulk candy where it had the little container and had little bags and you could fill it up. And us kids, there'd be at least five of us, seven of us, we'd go downtown and we'd pass by the Village by the Grange, downtown Toronto. And this girl that worked there basically was so nice to us. We would go there. On the way there, on the way back, we'd always pass by the Village to go downtown Yonge Street and or play video games at the Village. And she said, "Boys, take whatever you want. I don't care. You can have as much candies and food, as much as you want." We were so happy at the time. Like, we didn't have to steal nothing because she allowed us to, you know. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was amazing. Like, to have bags and bags, like, whatever we wanted, this girl, this perfect girl, white girl, would just say, "Kids, you can have whatever you want, don't worry." And, you know what I'm saying? And so, us growing up, like, having lots of candy, lots of food, you know what I'm saying, is something that, you know, we grew up with. And basically, you know what I'm saying, it's just fun times when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? Just hanging out and, you know, having so privileged in Toronto. So privileged as kids. We were so privileged, you know, that we could, like, you know, some kids ask for chocolate, this and that. And we had so much chocolate, candy, jelly beans, whatever we wanted. And it was just a fun story I had to tell you. And, you know what I'm saying? And if my buddies hear this, they'll remember to, you know what I'm saying, how it was back, you know, in the early 80s when we were kids. And unlimited, you know, junk food and stuff. And I would even, in summertime, go to the park and drink Pepsi or Coke. You know, in the bottle, the real Coke, real Pepsi, they changed it. And, you know, food today is not even, it's like, real, in my opinion. It's, like, basically, it's, like, not real. It's just too, it's not natural no more. That's all I gotta say about that. So, if you like my story, I hope you liked it. It's basically a short story.